Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Living in the moment, cause smacking ain't easy. I swear she never leave me. A step over the sign, I know she never deceived. But really, I don't know why I'm so confident. My last two exes I just had learned to disrespect. Dropped the ball, entertaining cornballs. When she knew the Mac was the king, and I don't know what she was looking for. But I hope she find what she was looking for. When it's all said and done, I'ma be the dude that she was missing for. Sure, Mac.
Second chance. A lot of people take it for granted, but I don't take it for granted. God gave me a second chance, and I run with it. Thank you.
Second chance.
Second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance in life. Don't take it for granted.
Don't.
Second chance, I take it all away.
I take it all away.
Back in the day, the judge told my mama that I wouldn't live to see 18 years old. But God had another plan.
God had another plan for me. Look at me now. Look at God's work.
Look at me now. He gave me a second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Now I'm educating the kids to not do what I did.
Second chance.
Thank you for the second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Don't take your second chance for granted. No.
Oh, no.
A lot of people take their second chance for granted.
Yes, they do.
In the world, look at you in a whole different way, yo.
Always.
Look at me now.
Look at me. Look at God's work. Look what he did for me. He can do it for you.
God, I thank you for the second chance.
Thank you so much, Father.
Could have been dead a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But you spared my life.
You spared my life.
I thank you for the second chance.
I thank you for the
thank
second
you
chance.
Thank you for the second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't ever
some
take
don't
it.
Don't get a second chance at all.
At all.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted. Look what God did for me.
Don't take it for granted, my people. I want to give a shout out to all my homeboys behind the wall.
And my homegirls.
Had a second chance. Came out and did the right thing. Now you educate the kids. Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't do that.
Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
God, I want to thank you for blessing your angel, my wife Lucinda, to come in my life. And through you, she worked on me, and my second chance came about. I just want to thank you, my queen, Lucinda. I love you. To everybody out there, if you don't receive that second chance, wherever you at, just look up in the sky. Put that one up in the air and thank God for that second chance.
Hey, hey, world. It's your main man, Rob Boyd, checking in with my beautiful queen, Lucinda. And we rocking worldwide like we always do. And tonight's topic is injustice. There's so much injustice that's going on around the world that I had to speak on it. Got a new song coming out, Injustice. And we talking about injustice on all levels, whether it's injustice within yourself, whether it's black-on-black crime injustice, whether it's just crime period injustice, police brutality injustice, someone in your family got murdered, the murder has never been found, injustice. So it's a lot of injustice on a lot of different levels, social injustice, the whole nine yards. So that song going to be released worldwide November 1st, along with my music video, Injustice, November 1st. And what I hope to accomplish with this song, Injustice, is that it brings people together to help make change around the world, because the injustice is not just in one community. It's around the world thing. So that's my hope and prayer and take on that, that song, Second Chance, bring people together to do the right thing, open up doors for people that had injustice did to them. One injustice I just read about a week ago, a young man been in prison 30 years and come to find out he didn't even commit the crime after they did the DNA and had the DNA for a very long time. So I'm talking about injustice like that as well. You know what I mean? It's people that's in prison that should be in prison, and it's a lot of people in prison that shouldn't be in prison, you know? So we have to get those out of prison that shouldn't be there, you know? And just want to touch up on very briefly about my little homie, White Boy Rick, you know? His case was definitely an injustice case, you know what I'm saying? Should Rick went to jail for a little bit? Yeah, he shouldn't have did number 5 or 8 years, you know what I mean? Not no 30 years, you know? People had committed worse crimes than him and was already out, you know? He never hurt nobody. He never killed nobody. He never did any of that type of stuff. Never been violent, you know what I mean? It was a drug case that took him all the way up top, you know what I mean, with a life sentence, you know? And we just want to praise God and thank God for blessing him to get that second chance, and that life sentence was overturned, and he on his way home next year, 2020. So we just want to give him and his wonderful fiance Michelle a big shout out as well. And we're going to go to another introduction. You know, I want y'all to hear the radio show introduction again, because, you know, that's a powerful introduction as well. And we'll be right back speaking on injustice.
Streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Right back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you got injustice that's been did to you, or you know someone else that had injustice did to them, have them reach out to the organization, the Streets Don't Love You Back organization. And we would definitely like to have you as a guest on the radio show to speak out about what your injustice is and bring awareness to it as well. We would like for people to log on to our website, get involved, get to know what we do. www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And there we have a lot of resources, a lot of things that are going on that we would love you to get involved with, you know, helping our youths, helping our adults, and just educating against gangs, drugs, and violence, and this injustice that constantly, constantly that keep going on every day, all day. And we as the people, we must stand up, speak out for the voiceless, speak out for the injustice, and make change. That's the key to all of this, making change. And for all the people have been reaching out in different things as far as the election is coming up. And this goes out to everybody around the country. Whatever community you stay in, whatever country you stay in, if you see these politicians not doing what they're supposed to be doing in your community, helping better your community, helping injustice, helping educate, helping bring positivity, but that ain't the person you want in office. You got the choice to vote them out of office and put people in office that's going to better your community, that's going to educate your community, that's going to have things in your community to make a great choice and to do the right thing, jobs and all of that, you know, and things for young youths to do as well. So we must look at all of that. You know, don't put somebody in office because that's your friend or he cool. The bottom line of the day is, what is that individual going to do to better his district or better the community that he's or she's running for? That's the total key right there. So think about what you're doing before you go cast that vote, you know, because as we all know, everybody's not for the right thing. So you got to just look and see who's doing what and who's not doing what. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
I know she never deceived, but really I don't know why I'm so confident. My last two exes I just had learned to disrespect. Dropped the ball, entertaining cornballs when she knew the Mac was the king. And I don't know what she was looking for, but I hope she find what she was looking for. When it's all said and done, I'ma be the dude that she was missing for.
Get away for the day, you and me, baby.
ladies and gentlemen, we back in the building, and just want to say thank everybody for tuning in and listening to the show, and take all that great information I just gave you, and definitely get involved, and definitely log on to our website. Once again, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Stay blessed. Always remember, stand up for the injustice and speak out for the voiceless. Peace.